For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
An early morning court appearance for 20-year-old Eric Black Jr. charged with capital murder in the death of 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes. Barnes was shot while riding in a car with her family last Sunday near Houston. Prosecutors presented evidence from the investigation as Black appeared before the judge this morning.
Defendant Black told investigators that the pistol used in the shooting was at his residence. He signed and said to search for the location, and investigators recovered a 9mm pistol.
Investigators believe the shooting could have been a case of mistaken identity. More arrests are expected. Nevada death row inmate Scott Dozier twice faced execution by lethal injection, but both times the executions were delayed. He had said he wanted to die, and yesterday did it himself. Department of Corrections Brooke Santina says he was found hanging in his cell.
He had no execution scheduled. He was not on suicide watch. He had been in the past.
His executions had been delayed due to lawsuits over the drugs being used. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
The brother of a U.S. citizen arrested in Russia on spying charges says his brother is not a spy. David Whalen, twin brother of former Marine Paul Whalen, says his brother was in Russia to attend a wedding when he was arrested. Whalen says there is nothing suspicious in reports that his brother held passports from the U.S., Canada, Britain, and Ireland, and that several members of their family have multiple passports.
When the Irish government changed the law so that grandchildren could get a passport, I think he just thought of it as a way to honor his history.
Whalen was also in Russia for his company, BorgWarner, where he worked as security director. Mardi Gras is officially underway. That means plenty of king cake across New Orleans, music, parades, and lots of costumes. Also referred to as Epiphany, it takes on a much more solemn tone in Italy. That's Pope Francis marking the Epiphany Feast with a Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. He's marked the Epiphany Feast Day by urging people to follow the path of humble love and care for those who can give nothing back. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their 4-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
No really high hopes on either side for a second day of negotiations over the government shutdown this weekend. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney tells CNN's State of the Union, Democrats are refusing to listen to the facts about border security.
We can't even agree on the basic facts. The DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen tried to point out that we had arrested 17,000 criminals at the southern border so far, actually just last year, and Nancy Pelosi simply refused to accept that fact. She said, those are your facts. And trying to make the point, there are not your facts and my facts. There are just facts. If you can't even have a basic understanding of the facts, it's going to be very difficult to come to an agreement.
Before leaving the White House this morning to fly to Camp David for meetings on the partial government shutdown, President Trump says the solution is obvious if Democrats will be a part of it. Tourist Nick Drenth tells CNN there's a lot they plan to see on their vacation to Washington, but now they can't because of the shutdown.
We wanted to go also to the Capitol building and kind of see the visitor center. The Supreme Court building would have been really nice to see, but again, can't go through.
New Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib used an expletive when pushing for the impeachment of President Trump. On Fox News Sunday, Democratic Congressman David Cicilline was asked if he condones that kind of language.
It's kind of odd to hear people on the Republican side who have not condemned the president's language in a million different contexts to suddenly be clutching their pearls over her use of that language.
Democrat Nancy Pelosi also has said no big deal should be made of Cicilline's comments. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.